Hello, my loves.
I am back with another story. But before we get started, I wanted to tell you about a couple of things. I have opened the door again to write my erotic love notes to you. So if you want one, here's how it works. I tune into your spicy energy, your sexual creative energy, and I write down everything that wants to come through for you, what that energy wants you to know. I usually end up finding places where you're hiding. And then I take everything and I craft a love note for you, and then I send it to your inbox. So if that sounds good to you, send me a DM on Instagram at Strawberry Smut Cakes and just send me your email address and I'll send you the payment link. They are 33 right now. I also am doing tarot readings, group erotic love notes, and my usual monthly erotica on Patreon. So if that sounds good to you, head on over to Patreon. You can find me at Strawberry Smut Cakes. All right, let's get into this story. I'm such a slut for you. I laughed as I eased off him, feeling his cock slide out of me. I know you are, he replied. The relationship I had with my sluttiness towards him was a love-hate one. I loved the pleasure of fucking him. Just being in his proximity had me turned on and wet. And when he was inside me, I wanted more. I never wanted to stop. I would do anything he asked. I hated he had that kind of control over me, that my body would switch on with every text, every kiss, every single time his tongue met my clit, I would turn into something else. And you love that, don't you? I teased as I made my way down his torso, stopping at his hips, placing the flat of my tongue on his cock, licking myself off of him. I do, he replied, pushing his hand through my hair. My mouth watered all over him, making his skin slick. I used my hand to stroke what I couldn't swallow. I own you. You know that, right? He said, gathering a handful of my hair, pulling hard enough that I guessed correctly he wanted me to look at him. I know. I replied, glancing up to meet his eyes, my sopping hand still wrapped around his base. Say it, he demanded. No, I grinned. He tightened his grip on my hair and said, say it. You own me, I said in a voice barely above a whisper. Louder. I repeated myself. He let go of my hair, and I went back to sucking his cock, thinking about how could I stop the judgment of my feelings towards him, towards us, and how wide open I felt. It's not like I didn't want it, but there was something that felt just a little off, a little disconnected. And every time we got together, I sent my body off to his to go find it. My greedy, relentless hips went after his, the tight wet of me demanding the hard push of him. The more he gave, the more my body asked until he was empty and she was still. Today was no different. I kept my mouth on him until I was done and then pushed him back into my pussy. You are never fucking satisfied, are you? He playfully observed, grabbing my ass and shoving harder into me. I closed my eyes in response, still hunting for why that little bit of off feeling, that tiny bit of disconnection had me wild with desire, had me saying yes when I shouldn't, had me coming and coming and coming again and then asking for more. He pulled me closer, so I was fully pressed against him. I wanted to stay in this pleasure bubble forever. I kissed him. He wrapped his arms tighter around me. I opened my eyes to see his, and then I knew. It was an addiction I wasn't ready to part with. I could chase the desire for intimacy and closeness without ever receiving it. I love the holding pattern of not quite there. It kept my hips moving, pushing, swirling for the reward of one day intimacy. Maybe this time I could have it. Maybe next time. Maybe never.